There is one God and one mediator between God and man, and that is the man, Christ Jesus. God is perfect. He is holy. He cannot accept anything into heaven that is unholy and sinful. He declares the only thing that is welcome in heaven is righteousness. He looks down upon humanity and he says, there's nothing but unrighteousness in the world. It's full of sin and disregard for me. I'm going to have to do something very special. I'm going to have to send someone into the world that can change the nature and the condition of humanity. Ha! I'll send my son, Jesus Christ. Son, will you go for me down to humanity and change them from the way they are so they can spend forever with me? Jesus says, yes, Father, if that's what you want me to do, I'll do it for you. Now, son, it's going to involve a really difficult thing. You're going to have to take on humanity. You're going to have to live with them for a while, and they're not a really nice group of people. And if you live with them for a while and you live like you really are, which is perfect, they're going to kill you. But listen, after they kill you, I'll bring you back from the dead. And then I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take your righteousness and we're going to give it to them. And if they receive your righteousness and they apply it to their hearts, I'll tell you what, I'll receive them into my heaven. So I'm not looking at their unrighteousness, I'm looking at your righteousness on them. And Jesus Christ becomes the go-between between God and humanity. And his righteousness is like a robe that covers me. And when God looks at me, he doesn't look at my lying, he doesn't look at my dishonesty, he doesn't look at my sin, he doesn't look at my wretchedness, he looks at the robe of the righteousness of Jesus Christ that I said I needed in my life, and I invited Christ into my life, and I wear his righteousness. So when God looks at me, he sees the righteousness of Jesus, and when I die and I stand before God, he doesn't see my sin, he sees Jesus' righteousness. And he says, come on in. I have a place prepared for you. And I want you to spend eternity with me. That's how we get Jesus in us. And having Jesus in us makes us acceptable to him, God the Father.